Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into This Is Your Brain on Food by Dr. Uma Naidu. Sophie, I have to ask, did you ever think a book about food would make you question your entire relationship with your gut?
Hi there, Sam. Honestly, no. But this book completely changed how I see my lunch. I mean, we're not just talking about eating healthy for your body. This is about how every bite can actually shape your mood, your anxiety, even your memory. It's wild.
Okay, so she's a Harvard-trained psychiatrist and a professional chef. That's already a combo I didn't know I needed. And she keeps talking about this gut-brain axis. Can you break that down for me?
So the gut-brain axis is basically a superhighway of communication between your digestive system and your brain. And get this, your gut is often called your second brain because it has hundreds of millions of neurons and produces over 30 neurotransmitters, including serotonin, dopamine, and N-GABA.
Okay, so the gut is literally making brain chemicals. That's insane. And I think she says something like 95% of your body's serotonin is actually made in your gut, right?
Exactly. So when you eat foods that support a healthy gut microbiome, you're directly influencing your brain chemistry. But when you eat things that damage your gut lining or cause inflammation, you're essentially sending distress signals to your brain, which can show up as anxiety, depression, or brain fog.
So inflammation is the big villain here. She really hammers that point home. And it's not just about sugar, right? It's also those processed vegetable oils and artificial sweeteners that can mess with your gut lining.
Right.
And when your gut becomes leaky, undigested food particles and toxins can escape into your bloodstream, triggering an immune response. That inflammatory cascade can reach the brain and disrupt neural function. It's like a domino effect.
Okay, so sugar is basically the arch nemesis. She calls it a potent inflammatory agent. And it's not just about weight gain. It's about how it messes with your brain's ability to use glucose for energy. That can lead to insulin resistance and is strongly linked to depression and even dementia.
But she's not saying to cut out all sweetness. She suggests swapping refined sugars for natural alternatives like berries, which give you fiber and antioxidants that actually support your mental health instead of undermining it.
See, that's practical. And then she gets into the good stuff, the nutrients that actually help. Like omega-3s, right? Those fatty acids are essential for brain cell membranes and reducing inflammation.
Yeah, and most of us on a Western diet are deficient. She recommends eating wild-caught fatty fish like salmon or sardines at least twice a week. And then there's magnesium, which she calls the relaxation mineral. It helps regulate your nervous system and calm your stress response.
And magnesium deficiency is super common. It can cause anxiety, insomnia, and muscle tension. I know I could probably use more leafy greens and dark chocolate in my life.
Dark chocolate is a good source, but that's not a free pass to eat a whole bar. But the point is, these nutrients are the building blocks for a balanced brain.
Okay, so we've got the gut-brain axis, we've got inflammation, and now she's talking about the microbiome itself. She says we need both prebiotics and probiotics to keep the good bacteria thriving. What's the difference again?
Prebiotics are the fiber that feeds the good bacteria, and probiotics are the live good bacteria themselves. You can get prebiotics from garlic, onions, asparagus, and bananas. And probiotics from fermented foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, and yogurt.
Right, and she stresses diversity. The more varied your plant intake, the more diverse and resilient your gut microbiome will be. It's like building a rainforest in your intestines.
That's a great way to put it. And the best part is, she's not about extreme elimination diets. She's all about a gradual, sustainable shift toward whole, nutrient-dense foods. She even introduces this idea of a mental health plate.
A mental health plate. I love that. So what's on it? High-quality protein, healthy fats, complex carbs, and a ton of colorful veggies, right?
Exactly. Each component has a job. Protein gives you the amino acids for neurotransmitters, healthy fats support brain structure, complex carbs provide steady energy, and veggies supply the fiber and antioxidants that protect your brain from oxidative stress.
and she gets really specific with conditions. Like for anxiety, she suggests increasing magnesium and omega-3s and avoiding caffeine and alcohol. And for depression, she talks about B vitamins, especially folate and B12 and vitamin D.
Right.
For ADHD, she recommends starting the day with protein to stabilize blood sugar and support dopamine, and avoiding artificial food dyes. And for trauma and PTSD, she looks at how chronic stress damages the gut. So healing the gut can calm the nervous system.
Okay, so what about food addiction? She makes a really fascinating point that processed foods are engineered to be hyperpalatable and hijack the brain's reward system almost like drugs. That's a heavy thought.
It is. She says these foods trigger a dopamine release in your pleasure centers, creating a cycle of craving and consumption that's hard to break. But she's careful to say it's not about willpower, it's about understanding the neurobiology and changing your environment.
And she says there's no one-size-fits-all diet for mental health. Each person's microbiome is unique. So she suggests keeping a food and mood journal to track how different foods affect you. That feels really empowering.
Absolutely. And she also touches on supplements, but she's cautious. She says they should never replace whole foods, and you should get tested for deficiencies first. Taking unnecessary supplements can sometimes do more harm than good.
I also like that she brings up the environmental side, like choosing organic for the Dirty Dozen and sustainable seafood. It's all connected, right? How we treat the planet affects how we treat our brains.
Definitely. And she weaves in her own story and patient cases, which makes it all so relatable. It's not just abstract science. It's real people getting better.
You know, the part that got me was when she said that every meal is an opportunity to support or undermine your mental health. That really reframes how I see my grocery list.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
But the core message I'm taking away is that food is a powerful lever we can pull to improve our mood and build resilience. It's not a cure-all, but it's a tool we all have.
And that's the hope. By changing what we eat, we can change how we feel, think, and live. That's a pretty amazing takeaway. We'll see you in the next one.